pizza box chemicals. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The Natural Resources Defense Council has recently asked the Food and Drug Administration to take action on several chemicals commonly found in food packaging. One group of chemicals in particular, long-chain perfluorocarboxylates, or PFCs, has already been identified by the FDA as potentially unsafe. PFCs are manufactured compounds used to make products resistant to grease, water, and stains. They are commonly found in sandwich wrappers, pizza boxes, microwave popcorn bags, and other convenience food packaging. In 2011, the FDA asked three major companies to stop using the chemicals. Unfortunately, a loophole allows products containing PFCs to be manufactured overseas and shipped back to the U.S., leaving American consumers exposed to the chemicals. Once ingested, it can take years for PFCs to clear the body. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the persistent chemicals are known to bioaccumulate in humans and wildlife and cause reproductive, developmental, and systemic effects in laboratory tests. The NRDC is also calling on the FDA to ban perchlorate. This chemical, commonly used in the production of rocket fuel and fireworks, has found its way into food processing, where it is used in sealing gaskets and to reduce static in dry food. Perchlorate is already a drinking water pollutant, with studies suggesting it may be damaging to brain development. Disturbingly, an FDA investigation found perchlorate present in the majority of food samples, with exposure greatest among children ages 6 months to 6 years. Phasing known toxic chemicals out of food packaging is a good move for humans and the environment. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.